Welcome back to another episode of Haphazard Adventures. This one's another re-up. This is the second half of the interview with Mike Gordon. And by interview, I mean the conversation where we talk about really weird things and ask him a couple questions here and there and then just kind of ramble. We ended up going for another hour or two or so total. This is going to be about an hour cut down for you to make it kind of cut out some of the stuff that doesn't matter. All right, so let's take a listen to us talking to Mike and Mac and everybody back in the day. And I'll talk to you throughout the episode.
Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
And we're back from whatever song I chose to play if I couldn't find Underworld, because I didn't actually look for it. We've also got a new person on the show for the rest of the evening. It's the one and only Mr. Mac Paladin.
I don't know about that rest of the evening shit. That's debatable.
Well, the rest of it until you get kicked off or leave. Is that better?
I've never been kicked off this show yet. You'll do it right now just to spite me.
You know, I actually thought about going over and sitting the kick button. Of course, I would have just called you back.
Get your finger off there.
Wait. You know, if you challenge me, I'll fucking do it too.
Hey.
In hindsight, I should have absolutely hit that kick button, kicked him out, and let him come back in a little later, because that would have been really, really funny. But, you know, I didn't, because I'm a nice guy, I guess. But, you know, all right. All right, Mac, I guess you can stay on the show.
Hey, I'm not challenging you, dude. I'm over here inking, which is like pissing.
That doesn't make any sense. Inking is awesome. I love inking. I would love to ink more comic books. One of my favorite things to do is sit and ink over someone else's pencils. It's really relaxing. It's a lot of fun.
I was pissing up there. You know, I never went piss.
So glad I shared that on the show.
Damn it. We totally took a break for the last song. I went and did stuff. I had to go pee. I know it. We didn't go pee. Now I'm going to have to hold until the next break. This sucks.
You got a jar over there.
No, I don't.
Or we can handle it while you go pee.
You'll handle my pee?
You'll
handle it while I pee.
She does both. You got you and your potty parties.
All right.
Off to a good start here on content and good appropriate family fun content here.
You know what's the real party, though? When the chick sits down, opens her legs, and you pee between them.
You know the meme where the guy is looking at you, then closes his eyes and opens his eyes, and it's the, oh my god, meme? That's my face right now.
Yet we have not tried it.
That's how you cross swords with guys and girls.
Then you get a golden shower in the process.
Yes.
That's why you do it right. I don't think I got that good of aim. I don't know about you.
Whoops, all on your face.
You guys need to get the potty ships to start practicing.
Damn, I may have kicked myself.
At this point, I'm wondering why anybody would ever want to come on this show with the random, ridiculous shit we talked about.
Man, I didn't know it was going to be this kind of podcast tonight. Shit.
Damn, you know, we'll have to...
Have to what?
Well, I don't know, something weird happened there.
That was weird.
Yeah, you were talking. Yeah. It's always weird.
Glitched.
Ooh, double burn.
See, that would only be a burn if it wasn't true.
That's true. You know, I'm totally going to have to come on your show next time we do your show and try and take over, just to be a dick.
Yeah, but on TalkShoe we have a mute feature.
Ah, damn it. I can mute you. Let's see, how do I mute you?
good times.
No, I'll just hit that nice little red button in. You know, go bye-bye. But no, I don't want to do that because I like having you on the show. So let's ask Mike some more questions since I'm getting off topic, as fucking always.
Kaylee, yeah. You thought of a question while we were on break, remember? Heavy breathing again.
Jeez.
That's a question?
I sometimes get that phone call.
Yeah. I get the call at work sometimes.
I sometimes give that phone call.
What was my question again?
Oh, it's you. All right, great.
Well, next time,
it's not
my,
sexual.
What was my question?
It's not sexual. It's just heavy breathing.
It's not kinky, sexual, or weird.
Weird or anything.
I'm just a heavy breather.
Yes.
Kaylee's with you there.
What's your question, Kaylee?
She doesn't remember.
Mike, what was my question again?
I have the proper questions for me.
Wait, I remember. Why do you like all the freaky, weird shit?
Huh.
Oh, wait, and why do you like to collect things? Lots of things.
Why are you obsessed?
I've been called an obsessive collector right now.
He's
right
now. He's eclectic.
No.
There he is.
No, Mike, you can't say.
How would you say? I wouldn't say eclectic.
You can't say no to when you're a guy who bought a knight when you were how old?
I bought a suit of armor. I was still in high school.
Okay, and when did you purchase your first samurai sword?
Fifth grade.
Okay, you're eclectic.
Eclectic, adjective, deriving ideas, style, or taste from a broad or diverse range of sources. In philosophy, eclectic, denoting or belonging to a class of ancient philosophers who did not belong to or found any recognized school of thought, but selected doctrines from various schools of thought. Eclectic, noun, a person who derives ideas, style, or taste from a broad or diverse range of sources. Neither one of those things you mentioned makes Mike eclectic. What makes Mike eclectic is that he has samurai swords, severed heads, by severed heads I mean shrunken heads that he made, video games, likes superheroes, and likes a wide range of weird and curiosity stuff. I would say he's more curiosity shop than eclectic. However, I would say eclectic would still fit. And eclectic is very hard to say because my mouth does not want to make those C and T sounds altogether. Eclectic.
Yes, honey, you also have two locking display cases in the living room.
Yeah, in the living room.
Not counting the other ones in the other rooms and the, yeah. And what's under our bed?
I like old stuff, and I love just putting it all together.
That explains why he likes you, Kim.
That is horrible.
Yeah, but she's not ancient, like pre-Columbian or, feudal Japan or some type of something like that.
She's just bicentennial.
You're not my age, Dick.
You can't ride there.
What? Did you say vibrator?
I was going to say you're getting right there up with her, but I don't think that actually made any sense.
I'll never be as old as she is. I'll always be 5 years younger. 5 and a half, almost six.
I was not almost six, bitch.
It's
5 and a half. Five and a half.
So I was born in March. You were born in July. It's not 5 and a half.
That's like
so whatever.
5 and 9 months.
Yeah.
5 and a half. It's close enough.
It's 5 and a pregnancy.
Hey, if I wasn't 5 and a half years older than you, who taught you how to drive? Who?
It's true. Yeah. By the way, Mac, in case you haven't figured out, that's my sister and Mike's her husband.
Ah.
I just wanted to bring you up to speed so you know where we're going. I know you're a bit slow sometimes.
And we live with them now.
I'm sorry, I couldn't go up. Keep going.
By the way, they should just pay back for the last time you were on and you made fun of me for an hour and a half.
You were giving me softball setups, dude.
I was so setting up for that shit. All right. So Mike didn't answer the question at all.
What was the question again?
Why do you like weird shit?
Oh, weird stuff? Well, who doesn't like weird shit? I love weird shit. I love, I got that kind of that Ripley's Believe It or Not curiosity shop thing going on.
This house is a curiosity shop. It's awesome.
Yeah, that would be
Okay, I have a question. Here's a follow-up question. What's the weirdest thing you have?
Oh, God.
I got these new guests living in my house that are...
Okay, what's the weirdest thing you own? Because you don't own us yet.
Yeah, almost.
Well, Sam, I don't know. I wouldn't consider some of that stuff weird. What do you think is the weirdest thing?
No, I know. I don't care what I think. What's the weirdest thing you think that you own?
Mothman.
No, Gator Man.
The Gator Man?
I think that's pretty weird.
Vampire Deer is pretty nasty, too, looking. Yeah.
The mermaid?
Let me change this question. What's the weirdest thing you've bought, not made?
Oh, okay, I can tell you the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing I bought, and I like to go to junk stores and garage sales and all stuff, to find all this weird stuff. The weirdest thing that I have is an owl, and it's made out of shark's teeth. Have you seen that?
It's a no.
It's like a flat cutout silhouette of an owl, and the feathers are made of shark's teeth, and it's got like two glued on like googly eyes. That's the weirdest thing I own. But I bought it for the shark's teeth because they're like the fossilized shark's teeth.
Yeah. What makes me think of that is, who thought it'd be good to use shark's teeth for feathers? I mean, it's cool. I think it's awesome. But
somebody who had a lot of shark's teeth.
I just go to the shark and have a bunch of teeth. I'm going to make an owl.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Make a necklace?
That's one of the weirdest things I own. That's just, to me, is weird. But I got a lot of weird stuff, I guess.
Yeah. A lot. Like, if you walk down the hall in the dark, you might piss yourself a little bit.
Only if you're afraid of scary movies. Or 12-year-olds.
You like it.
I do like my 12-year-old wife.
Some of the neighborhood kids are not allowed to come in our house.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. There's been a few that's been banned. They're like, JT, can you come out and play? He's like, well, why don't you come in? Well, my dad says I can't come in your house anymore.
Mm-hmm. There's too many pointy objects.
There's too many sharp things in your house.
Speaking of sharp things, at last count, how many swords do you have now?
You stole my question.
Swords or sharp things?
Let's go with swords first and then move into sharp things.
I don't know.
Liar.
60 plus, Mike.
I don't know. And well, I don't go too much for the replicas. I try to get the older high dollar stuff.
I think last count it was about 60.
It's probably 60 old ones. I don't know. It's probably about 100 swords laying around.
Oh no, sharp things. Last count there was 134, and you've way added to that collection. Way.
I don't know. Well, they're all packed down now. We got my office is now a kid's room. So
they're not all packed down. There's still some in the living room and in the umbrella bucket by
Are
the
Are you kidding? I can, TV. From like right here, I know where there's like 17 sitting over there in a case.
And nobody rob our house. We are well armed.
I mean, or do it because they're well armed and it'd be kind of funny. I mean, it wouldn't be funny. Chopping you up with the sword would not be funny. But if you're going to rob someone's house, you kind of deserve it. I mean, it depends. If you're robbing the house and being violent and threatening death with a gun and try and shoot someone, then yeah, you probably deserve to get sliced with a sword. But if you're just robbing the house because you're down in your luck and you're not threatening harm and you're like, oh wait, sorry dude, don't cut me, bro, then don't cut their arm off. Then be reasonable about it, you know. Be nice.
That's right. We'll stab your ass.
Mm-hmm.
We'll samurai on that shit.
But you know, it's cool that you collect swords and stuff, but you know, you become a slave to them.
Just to clean them, keep
you
up.
You gotta clean that crap all the time.
And it's you can't touch the metal because the grease from your hands will ruin them.
That's right.
Yeah. I've had to yell at Kaylee several times for touching my swords that way. Like, stop touching the metal.
Although what's funny is I got one of your swords and I aged it. It's all rusty now.
Oh, is that the one I sold you?
I did. I took the cover off of that and then I got a one of those Highlander swords,
mm-hmm.
and I swapped the scabbard off for a Civil War scabbard, so it's like a Highlander sword and a metal scabbard. It's pretty cool.
It was just a cheap replica sword anyways.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
That's my...
So I got a question. What do you want to be when you grow up, Michael?
I want to be a firefighter. Or as Snoop Dogg says, I want to be a hustler.
Not a firefighter. I'd like to continue with art, or eventually I'd like to open up a store of some sort.
What kind of store?
Whether it be a antique specialty store, or well, my dream would be a curiosity shop or some type of a dime museum, if you will. You know, the old timey, come see the
sell the plastic poop and have the moss man on the wall.
Yeah,
right.
You don't actually sell any of the cool stuff. You just sell tourist stuff to make your money. That's what I want to do.
That would be awesome.
What do you think? You want business partners on that?
Yeah.
Only if I can sell porn out the back.
Japanese porn?
I don't care.
Tentacle porn?
As long as it's odd stuff.
No, I'll sell oddity porn for the curiosity shop. Like, also, I'll make a DVD out of the video, Buck Fuck.
Oh, God.
By the way, Mac, if you don't know, that's a guy where it's a video where a guy fucks a chicken.
You just had to bring that up again, didn't you, dude? You just couldn't leave the Buck Fuck alone. You had to bring it back.
Yeah, that's and awesome. His like girlfriend is taping it because
what gets you with the video is after you about 10 seconds in at the shock value of a guy fucking a chicken, you realize the camera is moving, so somebody is watching this guy fuck a chicken.
You know, I just discovered that it is an inherently wasteful activity to try to ink while I'm laughing.
I thought you were going to say it's a wasteful activity to try to fuck a chicken.
No, actually, oddly, I can see the merit in that, but ruining your artwork over laughing is not good.
Are you inking an actual page, or are you doing something on the computer?
I'm inking an actual page.
Awesome.
I do things old school way, because I'm like an old veteran of webcomics.
That's just because you don't know how to do it the right way.
I do things the old school way, too.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, Jay. You can spend the $1,000 to get me a Cintiq, and then I'll go ahead and do things the quote unquote revolutionary newfangled kids way.
Dude, I do my comic with a fucking mouse. All right. Come on. If I can do my shit with a mouse,
and it shows, my brother. It shows.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
There's. I'd say there's certain things you can't. You have to do with a pen. You have to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love
you can embellish it on the computer, make it look all sweet, but I personally, I cannot start scratch on the computer.
No, I love traditional artwork. I just don't have time to do it on the comics, so I don't.
A lot of the comics I made this time with webcomics were a lot of Photoshop manipulations illustrated with the mouse, like using the curve tool and just kind of basically computer manipulations of artwork. And I would do some pencil sketches, scan them in, and modify them and color them within the computer all while at work or while doing stuff. Just that way I didn't have to spend time sitting in drawing. I didn't have room for it at the time, you know, but it was fun.
But Mike's, right, I can't start if I draw on a computer. I don't know. I don't have that. But I can't. Tablets are hard for me to use because I can't look at a screen and look and have my hand on the tablet and be consistently as good as I am with the pen and paper. If I had a Cintiq where the screen is the tablet, then that'd be different.
Oh, that's what a Cintiq is? Yeah.
$1,000 or $2,000 for the big one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never did get one of those, but I did eventually get a Surface Pro 3, and I used to draw on that. It was okay. It wasn't super great. Then I got a Surface Book, which was a lot better, which now that thing runs like shit. But then I got an iPad Pro with an Apple Pencil, and shockingly, that thing is the best digital device I've ever drawn on. And if you want to get into it, it's probably the cheapest way to get into it and do it.
It's like a 21-inch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's what she said.
But so you're actually drawing on the screen, like the screen is the paper. You're drawing on
screen,
it. Yeah,
the Cintiq, the tablet for the Cintiq is a monitor, and you draw on it.
That's sweet. That might be a lot easier to use than.
That still would take practice, though. I mean, the pressure and all the stuff, it's just different.
It would. They're really, really fucking cool. I've used one at a convention.
So do they have pressure points, too, to make it, like, darker and lighter as you push on the...
Yeah, it's... Oh. Once you get used to it, it's just like using a pen and paper if you have the time to get used to it.
It's just as quick? I mean, you're
waiting
on it.
Well, according to... I was talking with Phil Brown. He does a comic called Yosh. And he was telling me that I should wait for the next-gen one to come out because it's got twice as many levels of pressure sensitivity. He says it's just... He's got a 12... XW, and he was telling me there's really no learning curve because it's literally like putting pen to paper.
That's awesome. Need to save $1,000.
Yeah, I want one, but
I'm sorry, your drawing is corrupted. Oh shit, I lost everything.
What? What?
Womp womp womp.
There's always a risk though in that kind of and. Doing everything digital that you would lose it.
Well, there's also the risk when you're drawing and you spill your coffee on a piece of paper, too. I mean, there's risk
but
with
that's,
it.
You know, then you lie and say that I made it. I meant to do that.
I aged this shit, dog.
I aged it.
Okay, but hold on a second. Now, scanning it into your computer and then coloring it for 3-4 hours, you lose just as much work that way if your hard drive takes a shit.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, so I'd say it's a non-issue. The final product, if you lose the image file, you still lost the final product, and you lost at least half your work.
But see, the thing is if you lose the final product from a digitally drawn picture from scratch, you don't have any original artwork. If you draw it on paper first, you can still rescan and start over.
You're still halfway there.
Yeah, you saw the first half done.
I'd totally never do that. I'd totally never redraw it. I'd be like, fuck it, you guys want it in print? Pay me money.
I can't draw at all. I suck.
Me too. Well, everybody's seen the Jolene only.
See, here's proof of Kelly admitting that she is part of it in the creation and the drawing of it. So, ha, gotcha, Kelly. Also, you can pick up Jolene only comics, at least the first 5 issues as of the recording of this, on the YTCL.net website store. Go do it. Go do it now.
Jolene only is awesome. It's so super Jolene only. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
No.
I seen it.
Yes, it's awesome.
I don't have a comment yet, but I seen it.
I've seen it. It's real. I've seen it.
But isn't it the same character? It's like the same image over and over again?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I just Photoshop it to make it look a little bit different. I don't. I just copy-paste it. But
I'm like, this is the same fucking comic I watched last week.
But it's a different background, different words.
Hey, Kaylee makes awesome photo comics, okay?
Yes. You just like her cleavage. Shut up.
She don't have no boobs.
There's one comic where she does.
We're deceiving. I was still breastfeeding.
Yeah, and she's for the longest time, every interview I did, everyone's like, dude, your wife has nice boobs.
Photoshop!
I Photoshopped those tits to make them bigger.
So that's what you use the warp tool for.
That's right. Warp them to make them bigger.
Hey, now. Let's be nice.
No. The show's not about being nice. At all.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
Hmm?
Not you, other Mike.
Me, Mike?
Sorry,
this one.
Mike. I forgot I'm Mac.
You're Mac.
You're Mac.
Yes. We're going to go to a convention next year. What are you bringing?
Well, we briefly talked about that. Who's all going to be at the table?
So far, at our table at Emerald City Comic Con, it's going to be me, you, Ryan Hudson from Channel 8, and Josh Dever, who writes Fuzzy Memory, and Kaylee selling her Scentsy stuff.
That never happened. We never got a table at DCCC, even though we wanted to. Well, I said that really fast. Emerald City Comic Con, never got a table there. We never did any of that. We also never had any products to sell there. It wasn't until recently that I actually had books to sell because everything was just online. But it would have been awesome to share a table with Ryan and all them. I'm still trying to convince Mike to do a table with me at some point.
Scentsy stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna have two tables, I think, for all this.
I don't know. See, like I said, I'm new to the whole comic thing. I see you. I didn't know it was being published.
Yeah, someone had to do it, and if you were gonna do it, I was gonna do it for you.
I don't know. I'll bring. Think about doing some actual, like, kind of mock animation cells. Doing a background and then.
From the Free Animal Magic stuff?
Yeah. Or, Johnny and I.
Yeah, I did do one Free Animal Magic, or now it's Free Animal Mayhem. You can buy it on the website. Animation cell, which is hand painted and pretty awesome.
Some of his comic, too, we can do that as well. Like Larry the Coked Out Bunny and stuff.
Yeah, there'll probably be some exclusive, non comic based. Why did you see all animation cells done for it?
You guys should put together a little booklet or something from the Furry Animal Magic to bring there, a couple of those to sell.
Just whip out a publication,
Yeah, just whip it out. You can do that, like what Johnny did through Amazon, right? For your...
That took me 4 months.
Oh, just whip it out. You guys
We still have time.
Yeah. No. See, I just like all the girls saying, whip it out.
All the girls, only my sister has said that, and I don't want to hear you say that again.
Whip it out. Sorry.
I think Kelly's checked out.
No, I'm still here. I gotta make my Scentsy thing because you're not.
I don't know. Should I bring some of the crazy stuff? I mean, it's just the comics. Yes. Comics only, or what? What are we doing there?
No, bring the crazy shit. Anything you can bring to get people to the table.
You should bring a backdrop with all of like your sci-fi guns and the creations that you've made, so it brings people to the table to get the talk started.
Hey, Kitty, I'm gonna hire hookers to wear bikinis.
There you go.
Right on.
There you go. I haven't done any sci-fi stuff in a while.
Hey, Kaylee, you want to wear a bikini?
Always.
Although I haven't. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say something terrible.
Go ahead.
Oh, please do.
I was going to say, make sure that the bikini girls are BBW, right?
Oh, well, I got to fit into the convention.
You mean they won't get through the doors if we go through it?
They might not be able to fit. All right.
Most people at comic book conventions, they couldn't fit through the doors,
Speaking of fat people, God, at my work, every time I see what I think is the fattest person at my job, I see somebody fatter. There are people there with midsections that are so huge they cannot use the main door. They have to use the emergency exit double doors.
I know that's terrible and all, but it was true. There was some people there who were really big and they had to use the side doors, and there was this one girl, I might talk about her a minute. She was super sweet, super nice, but she had to have a special chair because she was too big and she had broken like 4 or 5 chairs in her time there. It was kind of sad, really.
Oh my gosh.
And there is a guy who's too big for the turnstile doors we have, but he refuses to use the emergency doors in the back to come in. So every time he goes through the door, he like has to push his fat through.
Does he get stuck?
Kinda. It's just really, really disturbing. There are some giant people at my work. And there's a troll. We have a troll.
You have a troll?
Yeah, there's this guy who looks like he's probably 6 foot even, but really.
Does his hair stick straight up like a troll? Like the little
His hair's like really blonde and curly, like big and curly. And
do you have to like pay him a toll to go to the bathroom or what?
That's a weird thing. That's the weird thing, okay? He wears one real shoe and one sandal every day. His toenails on his center are like yellow and like super like talony like. And he never has, he always has like this grimace on his face and looks like he's gonna kill somebody. And he has like the arms and legs and body that just looks like tree trunks. And he always walks like a.
What does he do there?
I have no fucking idea. I've never seen him work.
He's totally a relative.
All I ever see him do is walking around the hallways.
His daddy owns the company. You know it.
And every time, and I don't know what it is, every single time I go to the bathroom, that motherfucker's in the bathroom with me. He's like my potty buddy at the job. Every time,
potty party.
Every time I go to the bathroom, he's already in there. Or if he's not in there, I go in there and he comes in behind me.
You know, I actually remember this guy. This is back in like 09 or whatever when I worked for the shitty cell phone company. And he, you know, he was a troll, right? He was a fucking online troll. And he called himself an online troll. Just kind of matched. He actually looked like a troll too. And he was, I talked to him a couple of times and he was a fucking weird, weird dude to talk to. And he had like no social skills. I kind of feel bad for him now looking back. And, you know, I said some harsh things there, but I mean, sorry.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I think you're missing out. This sounds like a comic in itself.
The troll.
Oh, God. Speaking of trolls, guys, do you remember that guy, Mac, the guy that had the coke up his nose when we came in to buy books from him that one time, and how many trolls and birds he had all over his house?
Yeah, the guy was fucking crazy.
Oh, my God. That guy. And then when we went downstairs in his basement, he worked at Harrison at the hospital, and he had brought home all like kinds of files and X-rays from the hospital because he was a janitor there.
He looked like Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
He had birds. Didn't he have birds?
Tons of birds.
But he was a tweak. I mean, the place was spotless. He was obviously a tweaker.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, when he came out with the white rock in his nose at one time, that was crazy.
True story.
Both Mike and I were like trying not to stare at him, but it's just. That's all you could do.
And he talked like he had marbles in his mouth. He's so mumbled.
He looked like Mick Jagger.
He did look like
really skinny Mick Jagger.
He was crack skinny.
Oh, it's gross. It was. I'll never forget that though. Walking in there with how many trolls he had all over the place.
I almost forgot it till you brought it up. Thanks.
You're welcome. Memories.
I used to drive by that house every time I went to Kelly's work, and I see, oh, there's where Mick lives.
Yeah, I think he's moved now though, because he called and he's a weirdo.
Probably evicted. For selling crack or buying crack and giving his birds crack. And
I'm pretty sure that it's illegal to bring home hospital files too.
Yeah.
Although I've bought some bizarre stuff from tweakers when we were doing that. Remember the I had a ship hatch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But a ship hatch from a tweaker.
Money. We're not even sure if they lived in the house. were selling stuff from it.
Wait. Let's preface this a little bit. We have the online store, J. Killam Comics, that we've done since 01. And we used to have an ad in the paper that we'd go to people's houses and buy shit to sell on eBay. We usually buy them for really cheap and make a profit off of them. But we get a lot of calls from people who were selling shit to make money for rent or their fix or whatever. And this one house we'd go to, and I really don't think it was their house.
I think they were totally crashing there.
Yeah. And yeah, Mike bought a ship hatch door from them.
Because the thing pictures, must weigh no pictures pounds. Had any of them in it. There was like
all the pictures were like old people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's my mom's house. I'm like, well, your mom's like 90.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, the clue should have been when he started going through the kitchen cabinet. So, would you guys be interested in some of this stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was pulling out. He's like, oh, what's in this box, honey? Oh, that's right. They'd open it. That's the Star Trek plates. Oh, yeah. They had no idea where anything was or what they were doing. And, oh, it was crazy.
Fun times.
Fun times.
Sounds like a weekend at my house.
Oh my God, Mike, do you remember the lady in, where was it, Chimicum or something that we went to that had like 7 days of makeup on, and she started telling me about her sex life with her neighbor? And then she kept running to her refrigerator to take, I don't know what she was doing, hits of something. Well, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember it was a weird property. It was like a junkyard. And oh, yeah. And she would go to this refrigerator and drink from a milk carton that was just nasty. I think she was smoking out of it or something. I don't know.
Well, and the refrigerator itself was like just disgusting on the outside. Like it'd been outside for decades.
And at the end, we had spent several hours going through these books. And then she decided that she wanted to keep 60% of the books that we had pulled out.
And the whole time she's walking around telling me about how her husband had left her because he found out about the affair that her and her neighbor were having. But it should have been okay because he was sleeping with his secretary at work. And if he was going to have some fun on the side, then she should have fun on the side. And she also had man hands, which was absolutely oh, with big old fingernails. And her makeup was like crusted on, like she'd reapplied it every day but never taken a shower. Oh, it was gross.
Yeah, this was her idea of dressing up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I will never forget that.
You missed that experience, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm not sad about that. I think the best one I ever went on was one Dad and I drove to Squim to buy comics from this lady. And she had called us up and she's like, oh, I got a bunch of Wolverine comics. You want to buy those? I'm like, oh, come look at them. And we get up there. And she has, like, you know, Wolverine 1 through 4 of the Frank Miller series. And she's got the Hulk 181. And she's got all the older Wolverine comics from the 80s and 90s. And we go through them, and she wants us to sell them to us. And we end up giving her, like, $40 for all these comics, including the Hulk 181. But she wanted to keep this Wolverine 1, which was worth, like, $10. Like, oh, I need to keep this for my husband. These are all his comics. I'm like, oh, where's your husband at? And she goes, oh, he's in prison for 10 years. When he gets out, he's really going to want this one comic back.
Wow.
And I was like,
yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, and my dad and I were like, you want to keep the Wolverine 1 miniseries, which is worth nothing, but sell us the Hulk 181, which is the first appearance.
Technically, his first, I guess, quote unquote, cameo appearance was in Hulk 180, but he appeared in the full last page, full on costume and everything, but it's considered a cameo appearance. 181's considered the first full appearance. He's on the cover and throughout the entire book. You can hear us talk about this in Spoiler Country a lot when we talk about first appearances or what is a first appearance and go through what determines first appearance, you know, and yeah, it's whatever.
In this buy for $30.
Whatever.
Okay.
She was saving up bus money for a conjugal.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Right. Yeah, the only thing I could think of was, okay, please lose our phone number.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What about that house we went to where there was all the computers, the hot computers in the living room?
Yeah.
Where they were telling us they were moving and they were going to set up an internet cafe.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Is that the one house with the lighter on the string in the middle of the room?
Yes.
Yes.
It had like a crack lighter hanging from the ceiling fan. Yes.
And one of them was going to jail or was in jail or something. They were.
See, it takes work to get quality comics to sell.
It does. You have to deal with some special people.
Yeah.
As crazy as all those stories are, I do kind of miss having the ad in there and going with my dad and my sister and Mike and going to people's houses and basically picking their stuff or buying comics or toys or whatever off. And it was a lot of fun. I do kind of miss it. But there was, as you can hear, there's definitely some fucked up stories.
Special is, yeah, that is the term for them.
Well, that's
I think sometimes you get some of your best shit from them, though.
Just, you do, because they don't care.
No.
They don't know what they have. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want.
I'll never forget the 60s comics you guys got. They came home. You went and purchased them, and they came home in this, like, 1960s Christmas tree box. And half the comics had already turned to cardboard. Remember all those? But it was like just a box full of them.
Yeah, and there were some gems sitting in there.
But they were all sitting up in an attic, and they had gotten, de-assified.
Actually,
whatever.
We got it. That's the buy that we got that Fantastic Four 48 out of, the Coming of Galactus one that we sold.
I miss going through shit. I want to, like, going through the books and all that and look.
Well, there's three toys in this house and a lot of people, so there's lots of shit to go through if you want.
I know. Well, there's so many boxes of books still in the garage that we have to go through. Who knows what's in there?
I was referring to actual feces and toilets, Kim.
I wasn't paying any attention to you, to be honest.
La, 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 la.
Apparently not. You're like, oh, someone's talking to me. I'm just going to keep going.
I'm in Kaylee's La La Land with her bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon.
I have medication that helps me with my La La Land right now.
Oh, I don't.
I know. I was like, oh, this medication's not working. It's not working. It sucks.
As she's tweaking, cleaning the entire place, not sitting down.
Hey, Johnny, explain to me a little bit about inanimate. I don't get it.
Inanimate.
I don't get it.
You don't get it. Inanimate comics is an idea I got from...
You can buy Inanimate Comics number 1 on whitetosteel.net shop right now.
Reading elderlyapple.com. Because elderlyapple.com, that comic by Andrew Schnorr, who's been on our show, is basically a series of ideas. Just ideas every day that he does. And I was like, well, that's inspiring. And I got the idea. It's like, to make. I got the idea first of just a, if a tree falls in the wood, does it make a sound? Woods, does it make a noise? And the very first comic I ever did was a picture of a tree. It was a three-picture tree, the same picture actually. And in the third panel, the tree says, "Ouch."
The audio there cut for the joke for the punchline, but what it said is the tree says, "Ouch."
And to me, that was really funny, so I did it. And then from there, I was showing it to Joe Garcia from For the Reals, and he was laughing. He's like, "You're going to do any more of these?" So I started doing some more, and I did – I started doing the – it's like a pot calling the kettle black, but instead of the pot being a pot, I made a pot leaf. It's a pot leaf calling a kettle black, you know. And the whole first couple of them is, you know, them calling each other black and being racist and calling the pot being a stoner and building from there. And just kind of moved into adding other characters like the gun and the cell phone, the phone and the diaper and the plunger and all kind of stuff. And then for a while when I was first doing it, I would email other comic artists and or talk to them on chat and say, "Hey, you should do a guest strip because every Saturday I'm going to do a guest strip where I review your comic and everything," which I was doing. And I would say, they'd say, "How? What's an animate comic? Why do you do it?" And I was like, "Well, think of it this way: take a picture of a toaster and make it say something." That's the gist.
Literally.
And Mac here literally took a picture of a toaster and made it talk. And I didn't expect him to literally make a toaster, you know, use a toaster, but he took a toaster, made it talk.
That's awesome.
So I actually have a couple more guest trips that people have done to put up, but yeah, it's basically just taking pictures of inanimate objects and making them talk. It's all it is. It's like it's just
like a picture of a toilet paper roll saying, "I got to get a better job," or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Because if you're a toilet paper roll, do you want that job? I mean, do you want to wipe people's asses all day?
I'm sick and tired of being an ass wipe.
Yeah. There you go.
See? They practically write themselves. I have one coming up. I think coming up in like 2 weeks. It's fucking to me. It's fucking hilarious. It's I take the animate characters, and instead of them being like the pot leaf and the kettle, it moves to the sky and they're talking clouds, and it's panels of two clouds talking about, you know, going home for work after work, and then a jet comes through and cuts one in half, and the last panel is the cloud going, "Medic." So but yeah, I don't know, it's just my humor. I think it's hilarious, so I do it. That's what they're about.
Yeah. That's cool. I imagine they would write themselves.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I did like 15 of them. I did 35 of them in one night.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's no drawing involved. They take a picture and just make and put words. All it is putting words on it.
Stealing a picture, I'm sure. I know you didn't take those pictures.
Google images for the win. So if you own the copyright to those pictures that I used, please go fuck yourself and don't sue me.
Like, I think you're protected under fair use, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Yeah.
And if I'm not, what are they going to do?
If you're not, then fuck you anyway, because I took one too.
Like, you know, they're going to sue me for it. You're using my picture in your comic that doesn't make any money, so I want a cut of your no money.
You can have 50% of my no money.
Like that in the check?
Yeah. So do you want me to wire you $0 or PayPal it to you?
Yes.
Like, so do you literally want a blank check or what? Yeah.
It's fun to steal stuff and make it your own. That's the joy of life. Everything is stolen.
To be completely honest with you, all the images I used for Animate were public domain images, so nothing was actually stolen from anybody. It was either public domain or images from a friend or from myself that I took. So, you know, it wasn't stolen shit.
Isn't that supposedly the Japanese way? Oh, sorry.
No, that's the American way.
That's right.
You steal from other people and make it your own.
Just take it and don't ask any questions.
Just ask the Indians.
I've been watching. The reason I made that joke was because I've been watching a lot of movies that were contemporary to me as a kid, and now all of a sudden, because they happened in the 90s, they're old.
Oh, God. Don't say that. Now I'm feeling old, too.
You know, so I'm sitting there watching old shit like Mr. Baseball and the Major League trilogy, and yes, there was actually a third movie.
I love Major League. That's a great movie.
Those are awesome movies.
I know. Yeah.
You have to watch them now because you got to go buy them all again on Blu-ray or something, you know.
Or now you buy them all on digital. So you could buy them on probably tape and then DVD and then Blu-ray and then now digital. So, or buy them on all digital platforms and pay for the same movie multiple times. Yay.
So
that's right. Well, you know, I don't know if they're going to re-release Major League 2 and 3. 2 didn't do so well, but it has great lines in it. Like, you know, I read some reviews of your movies. They said Willie Mays Hayes couldn't play dead.
Oh, that's great.
My favorite 80s movie, 80s we're talking now, is One Crazy Summer with John Cusack. You ever seen that one?
I vaguely remember it.
That one's hilarious.
$2.
No, that one's Better Off Dead.
Oh, I'm thinking of this one. Sorry.
Get your movies right.
I don't have the movie memory like Mike does that can recite them because he's watched them. So, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and all that. He can recite the whole movie, or recite the whole damn thing. Four Rooms. That's an awesome one, too.
Well, it's like a Family Guy and stuff. Refers to a lot of 80s humor, a lot of 80s movies, and that's if you haven't grew up in the 80s or haven't watched them, you don't get it.
Right. That's because Seth MacFarlane is like 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
And how old does that make you?
I would be 32.
Oh, so Seth okay.
I think he's like 2 years older than me. It's not much.
No.
Google it.
Google.
Sorry.
You can IMDb.
Is fine. Yeah.
IMDb.com for the win.
Yes.
What's your favorite 80s movie, Johnny?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't like the 80s. 80s sucked.
You were born in the 80s, dumbass.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You are a liar.
Liar.
I don't watch movies that weren't made past 2003 because special effects sucked.
Did anybody just get the John Lovitz reference there? That would be the critic. I was talking about when he was doing SNL. You are a liar.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm a liar. Your Fairchild. Yeah, she's my wife. That's the ticket.
That's the ticket.
I remember that.
Seth MacFarlane was born in 1973.
Oh. All right, so he's 4 years older than me.
He's nine years older than me. So.
I was born in the year of the snake.
Born in the year of the dragon.
What am I? Horse. I think I'm the year of the horse.
I have no idea what I am.
Who was born in the year of the dragon? That was 1976.
That was me. That was
me. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's why she's bicentennial.
I am the bicentennial baby.
See, I didn't get that.
That's what you get for paying attention, jackass.
Well, it's rude to ask a lady her age, and I was giving her the benefit of the doubt.
She's not a lady. She's my sister.
Oh,
as I said, I was. See, I was nice about it. Was not.
You're nice to her, but not nice to me. You're such a dick.
That works.
Hey, you told me to be funny or go home. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
He's doing his job, Johnny.
Yeah.
No, I'm just 29 for the fourth time or something like that. I'm just every birthday now.
She's now 43 as recording of this, and on her last birthday here in July, I told all the kids that she was turning 50, and told her to say happy 50th birthday, Aunt Kim, and I got her a 50th birthday card, and it was pretty funny. I got called an asshole a few times by multiple people, but it was worth it.
Not gonna get older.
Yeah, my mom did that now, going on, 34 years.
Hey, that works.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. Because last year at the house here, we had a chimney fire, of all things. And I was on my way home from work, and this had already occurred, and they had put it out and all that stuff. It was safe, but there was a fire, and the neighbors saw it and freaked out, and there were some other passerbyers that were freaking out and coming to the house. And I pull up in the middle of the confusion. And Kim is in her pajamas, and this guy's like, "Hey, I don't know how old that little gal is in there, but she told me that everything was fine." It's because I'm like, "That's my wife." He's like, "Oh, he thought you were like 16." So that should make you feel good.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, I'm the year of the dog.
The year of the dog.
And Kaylee.
Yes.
You're the year of the hare.
Oh, fuck. That's lame.
You're a rabbit.
That's four lucky feet, though. So
you're a rabbit. Yeah, four lucky feet. Yeah.
Yay. How do people even get away? How does the United States and everybody get away with selling rabbits' feet? That just seems kind of gross.
I'm pretty sure they're fake.
No, they're not fake at all.
They really are a rabbit's feet.
The only thing fake about them is those ones that are dyed like pink and purple. The dye is fake.
Oh. I know. Doesn't that make you sad?
Rabbits for their feet?
You know, it makes me sad, too. There's not really pink and purple rabbits in the world.
Yeah. Green or something.
Right.
I got a green one once.
Maybe they genetically make them pink and purple and green. Hmm?
I want the trick rabbit's foot. Of course, he's not very lucky. You know.
No, he never gets his tricks.
That's what, you know what? I don't think I have a rabbit's foot laying around. You can give me that for Christmas.
No, but you have a rabbit werewolf.
I do.
You seriously don't have a rabbit's foot? You've got to in some drawer.
So. I have an alligator's foot over there. I have a deer's foot over here. But I don't think I have a rabbit's foot laying around.
A human foot?
I do have a human foot in the woodshed, no doubt.
He does.
Wow. Sharp objects, human foot in the woodshed.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee, did you just ask if it was fake?
She's like, is the foot real?
Yes.
Shut up, you guys.
See, that's what guests get when they fuck with us. Cut their damn legs off. Whoa, shit.
Or they fall out of their chairs.
Yeah. Apparently pushing that down button on my chair while I'm sitting in is a bad idea.
Apparently it's 11 o'clock and I just realized this.
Oh, it is? Shit.
It is.
Yeah.
So let's take a break and listen to one more song. We'll come back and do our closing.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Here's a... What song am I going to play, Mike? Quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pick a song. All right. Here's that one.
I can't wait. The strength.
So that was that song. It's pretty good.
It was called Time Is Short by Artists, a band I used to be in. It's me playing bass on it.
Yeah.
So we have a closing here to do. In our closing here, I want to say a couple things. This shit just got real.
real.
Now, our next episode, episode 21, which will be with hopefully...
we're legal.
Oh, episode 21. We have to have Cal... Okay, it's changed everything. Episode 21 will be a live show that everybody will listen to as we're recording live.
With alcohol?
With alcohol. Because next episode, we are our special guest is going to be Calvin from the college.
Yeah, that never happened. Not at all.
So...
Does Calvin know this?
Yes, because Calvin has said that he wants to come to the podcast, and he's going to come for episode 21 because this makes us legal to drink, and he's going to show up drunk. So he's going to pregame. I think he's going to pregame with a lot of beer, and then he's going to show up here, and he's just going to keep drinking. So expect either hilarity to ensue or a short podcast because he passes out.
Little background on this. So Calvin was a character in the White District comic back when I used to, because all the characters in that comic were based on my friends, right? And the Calvin character was always drinking. He always had a beer in his hand. He was always taking shots. So the character was always drinking in the comics. So the idea for this show was he was going to come on already drunk or be drinking to make some kind of a, you know, comic show reference there. But it just never worked out. We could never schedule it. So it never happened. So sorry.
But I'm pretty sure hilarity will ensue.
Then it can turn to a video. Because we, you know,
yes, we pictures of us
messing with them and stuff.
Yes, we'll have a video. We'll post that if he passes out.
Can UPS shipping here?
Yeah, UPS can come here.
Wow, way to put that in the podcast, babe. Now everybody knows that we can get UPS packages. They're gonna
isn't that
shit.
Awesome?
Sweet. So, okay. Now what I was gonna say is the episode after that, when the episode 22 is gonna be with Byron Wilkins from 1977, the comic.
That also never happened. He never came. We never got. Scheduling working for Byron to come on. Although Byron's a great guy, and I got to meet him in Emerald City Comic Con a few years ago when he came up out here to promote his comic. But no, that didn't happen, unfortunately. I wish it would have, though.
And that will also be a live show, because we're going live next episode, just because thanks to Mac, I figured out how to do it. Or he figured it out.
Yay.
He figured it out, and I'm going to steal the idea.
We never went live, ever, on that show in the old days. Never, ever, ever.
So
works. Again, back to the stealing things.
Yes. And I'm actually going to get it to where we can play our songs live on the air, too.
That would be great.
And then I'll just re-edit it at the end to make it sound better.
So it could be just like the webcomic Beacon.
Yeah, but not quite as gay.
It means happy, people. It means happy.
Oh, wow.
No, I actually like the show. I'm just being a dick. My comic's been mentioned on their show.
Woohoo! Don't ever look at this one.
No,
No. That's it. I'm emailing Fez right now.
Go ahead. I give a shit. God. No. Dumb Bum from Minos the Minotaur. How the hell pronounces it? Was on there, and he was talking about White to CL like a year and a half ago. That's the only thing I know about that.
Yay.
Also, before we close out, anybody who feels like it can call the show at 360-205-3782 and leave a message.
That's not a number we have anymore, so you can call it. I don't know who's going to go to, but if you do want to call and leave a message for Spoiler Crunch, you can do so at 707-656-2080. 707-656-2080. You can call and leave a message there, and I'll get it. You can just say you want it for this show or not, but it'll go to us there. But that old number, don't call it, because I don't know whose it is now.
Please do.
We'll play it on the show if we like it.
We'll play it on the show anyways, because nobody else does.
That's true. That's true. We've only had one message so far. We're lonely.
Happening.
We need more people. Call in.
Of course, we'd probably get people actually calling if I mentioned it more often.
That's true. You got to give out the number for people to actually do it.
I realize, too. Like, most good podcasts give out, like, their URL in the opening and closing and all the all this information they give out about the podcast. All we ever do is give out the name and number of the
podcast. Hey, we should mention again, mrgstudios.com. Check it out.
Doesn't work. Don't go there. Go to Instagram and go to mrg78gordon or something like that. It's in the show notes. Hold on, I'll look it up. Yep, just confirmed. MRG78Gordon on Instagram. Look him up. That's where you can see all the stuff. MRGstudios.com does not exist anymore. We don't own it, so don't go there.
For Mike.
Or FurryAnimalMagic.com for Mike.
Yes. Take a look, and you can see his house right. And his scary shit.
I got to get cracking on the actual comics, too, here.
Yes.
So.
And though just...
Although, I'm looking forward to the reaction for the... there's a Goldilocks comic coming up.
There is.
Is that next?
Oh, that one's awesome.
Not next, but it's coming up. I think it's the last.
That is my favorite.
I think it's actually the last one. But the website for the podcast is y2clradio.com. The main website for all my shit is y2cl.net. And since we're giving out plugs here, Mike, or Mac, plug your shit.
Yeah. StarshipMoonhawk.com.
Plug your fun shit.
Oh, pepsaga.com.
There you go. If you want to see boobies and vaginas on catgirls, go there.
I don't have catgirls in there yet.
He does the catgirl ones.
He does Peppermint Saga. But there are catgirls in that Peppermint Saga, right?
Yeah, starting in episode 3.
Well, get there already, you bastard.
They want some catgirls, obviously. All right.
I've got 33 more pages to go before we get to episode 3.
What the fuck's your problem, man? Come on.
Well, I got to get through 33 more pages.
Oh, okay. He's what?
I said he's inking right now. He said he was inking.
That's right.
He's working on it.
No, okay. I'm working on Starship Moonhawk now.
Well, you know, work on your porn, damn it.
It pays better. Porn. That's for goddamn sure. Yeah. Hey, like, guys, if you give me another $20, I'll put up an extra page a week. Hello, guys? Hello?
So you're assuming people actually read your comic, man.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's true. Sorry, Mac. I didn't read the comic. It just wasn't for me. Even though I do a voice in the animated version, so does Kaylee. And so I guess now I have read the parts that I have to read for the animated version.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, I don't read any comics. I'm just being a dick to be a dick because last time I'm here. So anyways, we're going to end the show now because I have stuff I want to do off the air.
People and stuff.
I wonder if anybody heard that.
I did.
Okay, good. So
this is
me signing off.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This is me signing your boobs.
Sayonara.
Sign your penis. All right.
And that ends another re-up. Thank you so much for listening. That was Mike Gordon and Mac Paladin. And remember, go check out Mike on Instagram, MRG78Gordon on Instagram. He still posts some great stuff. He posts a lot of kid stuff, too, of his kids and stuff. But, I mean, you can see his artwork there and his amazing creations there. Mac Paladin from Starship Moonhawk. Just Google Starship Moonhawk. You'll find it there. You can look it up on YouTube. They're doing some animated stuff now. Again, for the podcast, just go to y2cl.net. All the podcasts are there. For all the books we mentioned, you can go to the y2cl.net store. And be sure to go and check out my other podcast, Spoiler Country, over at scpod.net. All right, guys, hit those drums.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.